The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, the Westchester County Firearms Owners Association, based in Rybrook, the Sportsmen's Association for Firearms Education in Commack, Long Island, and AR15.com, a website run out of Farmington in upstate New York, filed a notice of claim Tuesday with the New York State Attorney General's office. Here's President of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Tom King.
Well, we feel after reviewing the governor's safe law that there were a number of items in there that might not stand up to a higher court scrutiny.
Governor Cuomo signed into law the New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act, or NYSAFE Act as it's known, January 15th. Saying New York is the first state in the nation to ban any magazine that can hold more than 7 rounds and run instant background checks on all ammunition purchases at the time of sale. The act was signed 1 month after the mass school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Upon filing the notice of claim, the groups have 90 days to file a lawsuit. Asked whether they would sue, Tom King replies,
"Absolutely, we are. This was not a bluff. The briefs are being prepared as we speak."
A spokeswoman for State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office declined to comment, pending review of the notice of claim. Richard Aborn is president of the Citizens Crime Commission of New York City, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. Aborn, a former Manhattan assistant district attorney and former president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, does not think there is a case against the state.
"I've looked at the notice of claim, and I don't see anything in there that gives me deep concern that this law will be overturned on constitutional grounds, at least any of the grounds listed in the notice of claim, nor do I know of other grounds that would cause this law to be overturned."
The notice says the plaintiffs are not seeking monetary damages. Rather, they are seeking to have the SAFE Act declared unconstitutional. The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association's Tom King says he expects 10 to 12 additional groups to file suit with the current four, including gun manufacturers.
"There will be other plaintiffs joining us. Actually, there'll be a lot of other plaintiffs joining us in the near future. We're looking to overturn the law."
According to the notice that was filed, the plaintiffs claim that the New York SAFE Act violates their constitutional right to privacy, interferes with their constitutional rights to travel intra and interstate with lawfully possessed firearms, and unconstitutionally bans the possession of certain firearms, ammunition, and large-capacity feeding devices that were legally possessed prior to the SAFE Act. These are among several other claims. Separately, on the federal level, U.S. Democratic Senator from New York Kirsten Gillibrand and U.S. Republican Senator from Illinois Mark Kirk today are introducing legislation they say is the first federal measure that defines gun trafficking as a federal crime. They say the Gun Trafficking Prevention Act of 2013 would provide tools to law enforcement to get illegal guns off the street, away from criminals and gangs. The bipartisan measure comes as Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on gun control began this morning. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.